Welcome to the Go For a podcast with your host, Sophia Garcia and Task Generation. Today, as we interview those affected by childhood cancer, gather their perspectives, and help others find comfort in their expertise.
Today, we'll be discussing the impact of a child's cancer journey on their siblings and how to support brothers and sisters of childhood cancer patients. So I think that this topic's important to talk about because a lot of our episodes and just our podcast so far has been centered around like childhood cancer patients themselves. And we also did an episode, we just kind of discussed like how it impacts our parents as well. And we've kind of never talked about how it could impact siblings and other like family members that aren't parents. And I think that's important to talk about because obviously when a child's going through cancer, it's such a big thing in their life. It's going to affect so many different people. And I think it's important to talk about how we can best support these people, especially with like siblings that could also be just as young as a child going through cancer. I think it's important that we kind of discuss ways to help support them in that time.
Yeah, I think it's important because a lot of times we focus on the patients themselves, and I feel like it's kind of important to talk about like the impact that it can have on like surrounding family members, like siblings, especially because they grow up with their siblings, and a lot of times the siblings may face resentment or neglect due to having another sibling having to go through cancer treatment. And so what I found was a lot of times they can experience like a range of emotions in response to the sibling's cancer treatment. They themselves may feel confused or anxious or sad about the sibling's illness, or they actually may feel overlooked sometimes because of the shifted attention towards their sibling who's going through cancer. And this shift in attention and roles can lead to like neglect or resentment, and the healthy sibling may feel that their needs and achievements are overlooked or overshadowed because of their sibling.
Yeah, I also had a lot of the same things, and I found that like a lot of times it can create stress for children that like that are siblings of childhood cancer patients, and like a lot of children can react in different ways. Like some of the ways I found were fear, sadness, isolation, jealousy, guilt, embarrassment, confusion, uncertainty, and loss of control. And so I think because there's so many different things that can come, like people can feel from this, I feel like it's important to have parents address it, which is one of the things I found. So like I found a lot of different steps to take when you are trying to support siblings of childhood cancer patients. And one of the biggest things I found was to explain the unknown. I think we've talked about this in past episodes where like a lot of times with childhood cancer, a lot of like people around them may not really know what's going on if they're children, because this may be the first time they've ever heard of cancer before, because it's not like really taught in like education until around like middle school, high school, and some schools don't even teach it. So with the unknown, like a lot of siblings can be scared because they don't really understand this experience. So I found that it's like most important to be honest and open with your children. Obviously, you don't want to tell like all the details because there are some things that children like maybe should be like not hearing, but just kind of giving an overall like synopsis of what's going on and explaining specific things about like appointments and how they may not see their sibling as often if they're very busy with appointments and stuff. And then another thing I found, which we've like talked about before also, is how parents that are like working out how to talk to their children about it can talk to pediatric center care teams and like specialists in hospitals to kind of get guidance on like how to best approach the subject.
Yeah, I found the same thing where a sibling may need need help understanding like new information, or like they may have questions or concerns about their sibling going through cancer. And like you said, a lot of times it may be difficult to share every possible information because you want to keep it sort of like age appropriate for this child. And I feel like a lot of times some children may not be ready to hear like the entire information possible, but it's important that their questions and concerns are answered to the best of ability, and that they understand what their sibling is going through and like their treatment or like the possible impact that cancer may have on like the sibling's health. And like, so providing them with explanations or opportunities to ask questions and then kind of foster this mindset kind of helps alleviate like the anxiety that they may have when trying to understand their sibling's situation. And then another thing I found was it may have like an educational or social impact. We talked about this before, how in our previous episodes, how a child going through cancer may have their education may be affected or their social life. And I think it's also important to understand that their siblings may also go through that, like for example, hospital visits and needing to stay home to support a sibling can cause them to miss school days and like has limited opportunities to participate in like extracurricular activities, after school activities. And so this may like serve as sort of like a challenge for the siblings being able to maintain sort of like the friendships or being able to discuss about cancer with their peers. And like you said, it kind of creates this feeling of isolation, not just for the child going through cancer, but their siblings as well, because it leaves such an impact on them as well.
Yeah, I also found a lot about that and how it's really important to maintain normalcy with the siblings, because I feel like we've talked about how a lot of times cancer can kind of like uproot people's lives. It can change a lot of things about it, but you have to kind of find ways to like maintain certain things that you used to do before. And like what you were talking about with like extracurriculars, like it's a lot more hard to manage because family routines will change and parents are often preoccupied with the childhood cancer patient. So like what I found is that a big thing was that siblings should try to keep up with their everyday routines so that things in their lives can be more predictable and stable, because obviously a sibling having cancer is kind of the opposite. So kind of using things like you said, like extracurriculars and other things, and trying to maintain as many as possible, obviously given that there's going to be a lot of things that they may not be able to do as much or may not be able to do at all anymore, or as their sibling is going through cancer. But just trying to like maintain normalcy in any way, like if it's with families that they have certain traditions, like trying to maintain those traditions, like we've talked about with holidays, like using different holiday traditions to kind of maintain the normalcy, because a lot of times like everything can feel like it's changing and you want some things that remain stable. And then like one thing that came with that was that like a lot of times the parents are preoccupied, kind of relying on like other relatives for support as well, because like other relatives can help the siblings feel more cherished in these times where they may not be getting as much attention. And obviously like that's very realistic that they won't get a lot of attention, but for like children that are really young and siblings that are really young, it can be hard for them to deal with.
Yeah. And like we talked about how like cancer can disrupt like normal routines, and as you said, it's kind of important to maintain sort of like old routines and like schedules, sort of to make the sibling have like sort of stability in their life. And also like siblings, they often feel torn between pursuing like their own interests while also feeling responsible for their siblings' well-being. And I feel like this can kind of stand as a barrier, because oftentimes these siblings may feel guilty because their sibling is going through so much because cancer is such a big deal. But also the fact that their parents are also having to go through such a big change, and they may feel guilty and being able to balance between being there for their sibling and being responsible for their siblings' well-being while also being able to maintain like their own interests in their own lives. But what I found was that it's important to have like these coping mechanisms to help them with the challenges of having a sibling with cancer. And so this may result in like sibling specific programs that can be beneficial, which I never heard of actually, but I think that's pretty interesting, and I think that could be really beneficial for siblings that have sisters or brothers going through cancer. And it kind of provides a space where they can kind of express their feelings or share their experience as a sibling that has cancer, and they can relate it with other people that are going through similar experiences, and so they're able to manage their emotions effectively. And I think it's really important to manage those emotions effectively and being able to discuss them, especially during a time where they feel as though there's an attention shift between them and their sibling, and where the focus seems to be majority on their sibling. And I feel like it's important to have their voices heard, and it can be done through these programs that hospitals need to provide, where they can have this safe space to express it.
Yeah, and with what you were saying with guilt, it was something I didn't think a lot about before, but one of my sources was saying how siblings can like, not because they don't really understand how cancer works, they could feel like at blame, or as if they are like kind of helpless in the situation. So like trying to help them, the parents can try to help them relieve the guilt by allowing them to like help their brother or sister that is going through cancer in different ways, in order to help them feel like more, like they have more power in the situation. Like, even if it's just like, I think one of the things we mentioned in our holiday episode was how like a heartfelt card could help a child feel better, a child going through cancer feel better. And I feel like doing little things like that, like with siblings, helping foster like the sibling relationship is really important. And then another thing that's kind of similar is that I found that it's like important to make time for the siblings, like one-on-one time between the siblings and like the siblings themselves and also the siblings that aren't going through cancer and their parents, because like they'll obviously be getting a lot less attention, and just trying to make time for them whenever it's possible, because it can provide stress relief for the whole family. And just kind of like looking for like more family time is like an important thing, because a lot of times your family are your best support system. And then like another thing that I found is like with the whole attention thing, I didn't really think about how like a lot of siblings may hear like often how strong or brave their sibling is for dealing with cancer, because obviously that is true, but a lot of times that may make them feel bad about themselves because they aren't kind of receiving the same attention with as what we said before. So kind of just reassuring them that they are equally loved and things like that.
Yeah, and like the idea of them feeling guilty, they kind of feel guilty that they're able to feel moments of happiness while their siblings unwell. And it's kind of important to communicate with those siblings that are not going through cancer that it's completely normal, and that it's important for them to discuss their feelings. And also a lot of times siblings may feel that they're not playing like a huge role in their ill sibling, which like you said, how siblings feel helpless. And what I found was that oftentimes siblings, they can like accompany their sick siblings to like medical appointments, or like just provide comfort during treatments, or like help with everyday tasks, which we kind of discussed in our holiday episode, like you said, just helping with like everyday errands or like just normal tasks that they have to do, chores. And so like that bond between siblings can really help with the ill siblings' needs and ensuring that both their voices are heard and their preferences are like considered within a medical setting.
Yeah, and I think that's also really important, because like with what I said before, it'll kind of help like nurture the sibling relationships, because it'll find opportunities for them to kind of make situations that like appointments and just kind of being at the hospital with their sibling that may not seem like a fun activity or something that they, it's just something that they can do to spend time together, and that can be fun in itself. And just like creating these opportunities for communication between the siblings is really important, because it can help them feel connected. And a lot of times like children, like kind of they understand each other the most. Like adults aren't going to understand children as much as other children will, or I think children on children connections are really important, because it can help them feel like seen. And that's why I feel like the sibling connections are just as important. And then another thing that I did find, which I think I kind of mentioned earlier, but just kind of like with all the emotions that can come with a sibling having cancer, just like allowing your child to feel their emotions and acknowledging their emotions. I feel like we've talked about how a lot of times in hospitals there is like therapeutic care, and not all hospitals offer this, but kind of just how important it is to seek it out, because like behaviors that therapists have found in like siblings that have siblings with cancer is that like they can act out because they're seeking attention, they can be increasingly anxious, they may just want to be alone, they may have trouble sleeping or be irritable or be doing worse in school. And all of these things are like, I think, important to target, because you don't want to let these behaviors go ignored, and then the child is not getting help when the child does need help. Because it's really important to give children a way to express their emotions, to kind of establish these habits early, because their ability to express their emotions is going to be important to them in their later life as well. And yeah, I think it's just provides like for parents to provide a safe and like physical outlet for the emotions of their children to be shared, whether it's through them or just with like therapists or stuff. I think it's really important. And just finding ways, like one thing I found is that therapists recommended is like teaching children's way to relax, like through deep breathing and things like that, just like can they establish like good habits early.
Yeah, and I like those are like amazing like coping mechanisms and like support systems that siblings can have while experiencing their sibling going through cancer. But also what I found interesting was that it can have like a long-term impact on the sibling themselves. And so having a sibling who's going through cancer can help them develop like empathy and compassion, which can kind of help them with like their personal life, like the relationships that they build and like future career choices. And these siblings, they can display like strength and resilience and being able to navigate through challenging problems and being able to be mature and compassionate and also willing to hear out people and listen to other people. And I think that's very important for the sibling, the healthy siblings, and then also the siblings going through cancer. And overall, I just agreeing with what you said, it's just important to be able to provide emotional support for them, being able to make them be a compassionate listener, but also making sure that they have other people listening to them, for them being able to express their emotions without judgment. And then also, like you said, spending one-on-one quality time with them, activities that they enjoy, activities that they've done before their sibling went through cancer or cancer treatments. And this can kind of provide sort of like a break from all the challenges that they may face. Also, educating them, like you said, can help with alleviating like their fear and confusion that they may have and being able to comprehend what sort of what their sibling is going through. And then also including them sort of in the process of their sibling's treatment. And obviously to like a certain extent where they're comfortable enough to doing that, like such as maybe like going to medical appointments together or asking questions or making decision based like requests and just helping with chores maybe as well. And this can kind of help them feel sort of like a sense of involvement and support, especially for siblings that can't, that feel as though they're not helping as much or they feel helpless. And then being able to connect with like support resources, like we said, like sibling specific programs that cater towards their needs, and that can kind of provide like a sense of community, which is really important because a lot of times, like you said, siblings tend to shut themselves away from the rest of the community, rest of society, or just their family members or friends because they feel alone in this whole process and they feel as though they cannot make it through this process. And it's important to make sure that they feel the sense of community, which can be done through like support resources, which include groups or counseling services, or like you said, sibling specific programs, and being able to get these coping mechanisms strategies can really help a child deal with their sibling going through cancer. And then, like you said, maintaining like normal routines, like going to school regularly, and then being able to pursue their own interests and going to like social activities can also help. And then just overall, like open communication, allowing for like everyone to be able to express their thoughts concerning.
Yeah, with what you said about like the sibling support groups, I hadn't really thought about that before. I feel like that's really important though, because a lot of times you think about like therapists and like kind of individual care, but that can be intimidating for a lot of people. And also certain services like that can be more expensive. And with the costs that already come with cancer care, like it may be too much to bear. So I feel like support groups, which are often offered at hospitals, I'm pretty sure for free, those are really important outlets. And if they're not found within hospitals, there's also a lot of things online. Like we found like with certain hospitals that don't offer therapeutic care, like there's always things to find online. There's so many resources online. And then also with what you said in the long term, I feel like thinking about the long term impact is really important, because we've talked about how like long term, like cancer will affect like children long term, but like I didn't think about how it would affect their siblings long term. And I feel like it's really important, it makes it more important to like address emotions and talk about what's going on with children because of that, because a lot of times like people may not, if they don't process something early while it's going on, it may affect them later in life. They may process it then, but it may be harder because a lot of times people may like block out things. So I feel like it's important to address those things early, just kind of make it like an open space like you said. Just kind of getting those behaviors, like building like strong, healthy behaviors early on, so that when people are processing it later in their lives, it can help them a lot. And obviously that's something like a lot in the future, but I think it's important to think about the long term of things, especially with something like cancer, which like we've found out that it has like certain, like there's a lot of the things like after that occur after maybe you're cancer free, there's a lot of things that you still have to deal with, like and I think it's just important to set those habits early and just kind of encourage those healthy behaviors, because a lot of times the emphasis isn't put on those, and just like thinking about the mental versus physical, like how they should be treated as more equal, because I kind of put, it's kind of like in all our episodes, I feel like we go back to that because it's just a thing that we've kind of realized throughout time. But yeah, if that's all for today, then we can move on to the outro. So if you or someone you know are looking to support childhood cancer patients and help them to experience a better childhood but are stuck on how, Cancer Kids First may be the answer for you. Cancer Kids First is a nonprofit organization started by high schooler Olivia Zane that aims to improve the childhoods of cancer patients. Through volunteer work, donations, fundraising, and the creation of this podcast, those working with the Cancer Kids First work to further its mission. If you're interested, go to www.cancerkidsfirst.org/get-involved to get involved.
Another way to support the mission of Cancer Kids First is to listen to this podcast and follow us on our Instagram and TikTok at the Go Room Podcast and Twitter at @TGR_Anya. You can also get in touch with us through our email, thegoroompodcast@gmail.com. Episodes will be airing 2 times a week.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Gold Room Podcast.
If you have any ideas for or want to be involved with future episodes, make sure to check out the link in our Instagram.
Have a nice day, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.